Spoilers and Fandom is like a book club for geeky stuff.
Join us as we delve into the depths of our backlogs and sift through the games, comics, shows, movies, and books that we haven't checked out yet.
Okay, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Spoilers and Fandom.
Hey everyone.
today we're talking about the Santa Clarita Diet, which was what you guys voted on us watching over BoJack and Erased.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad I watched it, actually.
BoJack and Erased.
I don't know about BoJack and Erased.
Okay.
But all three of them are, like, on my list, so. I don't know if there's a better or worse. I don't know.
Do you feel like you've missed anything by skipping the other two?
Okay, so this show is cancelled.
Oh, yeah, to begin with, yeah.
So
there's only three seasons.
I had no idea until I started watching it that it was cancelled. So I think if I had known it was cancelled, I would have removed it from the list, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Or it would have been like at
a
the
more
back.
Distant choice.
Yeah. And the reason, from what I can tell, there's like a lot of statements that are really politically correct about the reasons for why the show got cancelled. Mm-hmm. But the gist is basically Netflix had cancelled a bunch of shows because they have so many originals. Upcoming, and what they were saying is the longer a show runs, the more expensive it becomes to produce. Uh-huh. I don't know how that works. But one of the other shows that was cancelled along with this was like Friends from College, a show called Something Schmidt. Mm-hmm.
The Amy Schmidt one.
The something something Schmidt. Yeah.
The Unbreakable Amy Schmidt.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one got cancelled. And another one. So this was amongst them. A lot of people were upset about it. Mm-hmm. The show did garner quite a big following. Mm-hmm. I think that's because of who's in it. Because there are quite a lot of high-profile guys in the show.
Yeah.
Like Drew Barrymore, for example.
Yeah.
And her husband also. I've seen him in a couple of things. Yeah.
Hitman.
Really?
Yeah, he was the first hitman.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, like, noticeable, I guess, actors in their show.
Yeah.
And the reason it was on my list is just, it looked funny. The trailer looked funny.
Yeah.
Like, the zombie part, I guess, is what puts me off a little bit, because I'm just overdone with zombies. But the trailer looked funny. That's why it was on my list.
Okay, I think you should explain what the plot is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the story of the Santa Clarita diet is one day, this, there's, okay, once upon a time, there was a couple living in like suburban California. Mm-hmm. And one day the lady wakes up and for some reason she starts throwing up and she realizes she's a zombie.
Yeah.
You know, things happen and she realizes she's a zombie and she has to eat people. And you know, like this whole story is like the husband kind of coping with it,
and
her coping with it, and the family coping with it,
oh, yeah.
And their situation. Like their neighbors are cops, basically. One is like a normal cop, like an LA, LA cop.
Yeah, he's like an LAPD cop.
Yeah, he's an LAPD cop, right? And the other one is a sheriff. And they're like in the middle of both of them, and just it's a comedy. The show is basically a comedy. There are some points where it becomes a little serious, which
and
is
preachy.
A bit weird
and very preachy.
Really?
Yeah. Like there's some themes that they talk about,
yeah,
that they address in the show.
Yeah.
But I feel a little on the nose. I know they're trying to do comedy, but.
Oh, come back. Okay,
yeah, we'll
come back
to that.
No, spoilers.
Spoiler
yeah, because I'm curious.
A lot of them, yeah, but there's some stuff that's like a bit on the nose.
Some of the stuff I found just shit humor.
Yeah.
If I can say that, yeah, like in some of the later episodes.
It's a sitcom, yeah.
No, but like those jokes are a bit outdated. is how I want to put it. Uh-huh. And I'll get to that in the spoiler section. Uh-huh. But yeah, overall, the plot is basically just them dealing with it.
Yeah.
And that's the entirety of the first season. Uh-huh. What did you think of the plot?
I liked the idea of there being different zombies, the different type of zombies. Like we've seen like the George Romero shamblers. We've seen like the kinds in World War Z where they run at you, like what's it called, 28 Days Later, where they're mm-hmm. like feral and stuff. So this was nice seeing like the slow progression of the zombie virus in someone, if at all it was something like that. That's how I thought it would be approached. And the fact that there's somebody who'd try and maintain like a regular life,
mm-hmm.
trying to juggle those urges in a normal life,
yeah.
was interesting to see. And then also a bunch of things about how the family is coping with it.
Mm.
Yeah, I liked it from that aspect. The zombie story around it,
yeah,
was a bit weak, but I liked the different interpretation of it.
Yeah, it was a bit like Dexter.
Kind of like a light Dexter.
Like, yeah, no, in the sense that we have to kill people and tell, like, not like try and keep it from our cop neighbors. Yeah. Like,
only now it's not in Florida, but it's in LA.
Yeah. So what I agree. Like, it was nice. It's, I think for me, when the plot got a little too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, A equals B is when they started losing me, because then there's so many loopholes.
Mm.
And it becomes less enjoyable because those become more prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, with the plot,
mm-hmm.
they keep doing, like, if you've watched anime,
yeah.
there are certain things that happen that kind of make the plot drag.
Yeah.
And they kept doing it over and over and over again. I blame the writing for that. Like, it's really annoying. And that continues on to the way the show even ends. It really... I think, like, the next season and this season together could have just been one movie.
Season, yeah.
Or one season, yeah.
Yeah, because this season ends pretty abruptly.
And it really stupidly. Like, yeah. It's a huge loophole.
But I guess they did that for the drama, like for cliffhanger endings.
Yeah, I don't like that though. Like, it was so unnecessary. The plot holes. Like, we'll talk about that in the spoiler section. But
now, what did you think about, other than the story?
I think the cast.
You're okay with the story?
I'm okay with this. Yeah, I'm okay with the story.
It wasn't good, okay, it wasn't great, it wasn't bad.
I'm okay with the premise. The first episode, I'd say, was the hardest to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like after watching the first episode, I don't know, it felt really weak.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm gonna watch this. But then it got better. Yeah.
Yeah,
it got better after. So yeah, I'd say the first episode's really weak, and also the puking was a bit much. The puking and the guts and the way they show gore is a bit.
Yeah.
You
can see. Okay, let me say this. You can see the effect.
Yeah, they're just like, whenever they show the, like, it's a weird show because it's like such morbid humor,
premise, but
like,
it's not, but it's done so casually.
Yeah, like in the first episode, they're trying to bury a body, and like, she's like cracking jokes and stuff. Like, it's weird. It's a weird kind of humor. But I did like it. I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the cast.
Yeah, the casting is not what I wanted to get to next.
Yeah.
Because we get two, I don't know how to say, veteran actors. They're huge stars.
Yeah.
In this show.
So, yeah. So we're talking about the main couple?
Yeah, the main couple. Timothy Oliphant and...
Drew Barrymore.
And Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Sheila and...
Joel. Yeah.
Right.
So they're... They step into these characters pretty comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that maybe, I don't know, like the guys around them, mm-hmm. like I really didn't like their daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, but that means that she's doing her job. So mm-hmm. she's a good actor if she's making me hate the character. But yeah. I don't know.
See, I actually really liked her daughter.
You liked the daughter?
I liked the daughter. I found her, because I'm coming off of Sabrina. Yeah, and okay, I'll keep comparing this show to Sabrina, because Sabrina...
The tone is roughly similar.
It's basically typical story or a typical drama with something supernatural to do with it, right? So that's why I keep drawing parallels with Sabrina. And I think the daughter in this is way cooler than Sabrina.
Yeah, she has way more agency. She's like... She's able to... She's just she's not a person.
And she's not a complete Mary Sue or such. That's the thing. Yeah. Also,
even though, and yo, there's certain stretches in the show where I feel like she's being edgy to be edgy, and she does the whole cringy teenager thing so well that it pissed me off.
Yeah, but she gets over it. Yeah, she gets over it. Like, she gets good development. Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, but she really did get on my nerves.
Yeah, fair enough. Her friend is dope though.
Her friend is dope.
Yeah,
he should have more like room just to inhabit that role.
And I have seen him in other shows as well. I don't know.
I've never seen him.
I've seen his face or I've heard his voice before, so...
So for me, this was the first time seeing him. And I liked the neighbors. Weirdly enough, of the two cops and they were telling you... Like, when I started watching it, because I started watching it after you, I found the whole a cop on either side being your neighbor, I found it to be a little too, like, coincidental. I'm like, that they've just added that for the drama.
Yeah, with what happens later, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the, that's a spoiler though.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, no, we can talk about the cops in terms of the characters now.
Yeah, so this is literally good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sheriff's department cop is an ass.
Yeah.
But he's also a bit like... The guy in Family Guy, the cop in Family Guy, or like, you know, like one of those nosy cops who's always like, he can't turn the cop off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, he just interrogates people instead of like conversing. So I really like that. Like, I found him pretty funny. Like, when these guys are coming up with excuses for all the crazy stuff they're doing, like, he's like, he takes ants very seriously. Like, you know, like. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
The whole idea of they're doing one thing and the cop is investigating.
Yeah.
And you have two separate plots going on.
Yeah.
I think this show does that pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was
this bit and there's one bit later on when his partner comes over to visit them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene, that's what won me over for the show. That acting in that scene.
Her hooking up with his wife?
No, before that, when she's when she comes to the house to visit.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're talking and the daughter comes in and she sees...
Okay, we'll talk about it in spoiler. I don't know what you're talking about specifically, but yeah.
Okay. But yeah, the characters in this show and added bonus, if any of you guys are like Nathan Fillion fans... He's in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah, and he is awesome.
He's awesome in the show.
He's awesome for the time that he's
for the
there.
Time that he's on the show. He really shines. Like, I really hope that they got it, that they'd have locked him down for like a recurring role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Firefly.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, really, really good characters, really good acting as well.
It's just at some points the story.
The plot writing is a bit crap.
Sketchy. Yeah.
Yeah. The comedy is really awesome. I think the comedy is really just the dynamic between, like, how is the husband going to cope with all the crap that's happening?
Oh, and they do physical comedy really well.
Yeah.
Like, even really fights. Like, it works for whatever reason. It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that the plot writing can be a bit weak.
Yeah.
But the action set pieces and the comedy set pieces are fantastic.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's worth watching at the very least for that.
Yeah. Again, I think you need a slightly stronger stomach, though. Just that vomit at the start was a bit much. So that's the plot, the characters...
The comedy,
the drama.
Would you recommend the show? And who would you recommend it to?
Okay, I don't
based
know.
Off even if you want to base it off of the shows that we've reviewed before.
So, Okay, no. Based off of man,
like
I don't think this is a watch because the show is cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read,
mm-hmm.
it's cancelled after a huge cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, why would you want to watch something that ends like that?
Yeah.
Which is sad. Which is pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
If it was ongoing still, yeah, for sure. I would say it's worth watching. Although it is a hard watch because of that plot dragging thing.
Okay, compare...
I'd say between Sabrina and this, I'd rather watch this. Yeah.
Between... what's the last show? What's the other show we did? I don't
want to put it up. Altered Carbon?
Altered Carbon and this...
Yeah, Altered Carbon, of course, yeah.
Between... Let's hold on.
Umbrella Academy?
Umbrella Academy and this?
Umbrella Academy.
So...
This is like the second worst thing we've watched.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Which isn't so bad.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, this was good.
I did enjoy it. It's not too heavy. It's just weird. That writing, dragging plot nonsense is pretty irritating.
Yeah.
But the characters are what keep you going.
Yeah.
And I'll actually mention in the spoiler section as soon as we start,
mm-hmm.
where they canceled.
Specific bits.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd give it like a 6 as well. I think I gave Sabrina a 6 or a 4 or 5. I'd give this a 6.
You give Sabrina a 6.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd give this a 6 as well.
I would also give this a 6, strangely enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 leaning closer to a 7, but yeah, I'd give it a 6.
Okay, we are agreeing a lot nowadays.
It's because I think the last time we had a big discrepancy was Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I liked Umbrella Academy more than you did.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say Umbrella was better than this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's it. I guess we'll just go into the spoiler section.
Yes, yeah.
In case you're ending here, follow us on all the social media stuff. And remember, we are reading Isaac Asimov's Gods.
The Gods Themselves.
The Gods Themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had trouble finding this audiobook. You will too, but it's there on YouTube.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's 10 hours. It's 10 hours long on YouTube. One video. So, yeah. I guess join me with that. It's really old, though.
Yeah,
be prepared. yeah. Now, if you are going to watch this, stop listening now and go watch this. Is that what I just said? What did I just say?
If you're listening now.
If you're listening now and you're going to watch this show.
I'm going to watch this.
Look, this Croatian stuff is strong, dude. No. Okay. So, yeah, we're going into spoilers. So stop listening if you're going to watch the show. If you don't care about spoilers, then...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. So,
mm-hmm.
the show got cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
In the last episode, Joel gets turned into a zombie.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. She bites him.
And wait, he that's gets in turned. Season 3?
That's how season 3 ends.
Fuck.
Yeah. So,
okay,
what happens? Yeah. So, the show is cancelled on that note. Like,
what I was about to ask you was, have you watched Swamp Thing?
No.
Okay.
Something also got cancelled, right?
Something also got cancelled. So I was wondering if you'd already seen Swamp Thing,
mm-hmm.
wanted to find out whether it's... Which would be the worst thing... Which would be the bigger disappointment? To find out that Swamp Thing has been cancelled after one season, or this after 3 and Joel is a zombie?
3. 3. 3 is... Because you were in it longer. But, yeah.
I think I should watch Swamp Thing just to see. Because that's what I almost... Because it's also the same thing, supernatural. But that's more superhero kind of stuff.
Super...
Yeah.
I'd say it's different.
Undead, one is undead, one is differently dead.
Yeah.
Differently alive. Anyway.
Before we forget...
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget...
Mm-hmm.
What was the thing that you were talking about with...
Okay.
With the things being on the nose?
You remember... Okay, I was talking about 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
There's the on-the-nose kind of references that they're making. Like, when Nathan Fillion's character is introduced, he's legit those toxic masculinity guys. Those, I want a woman, I'll literally grope her and take her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he does. Jock, yeah. So he gets his kind of comeuppance at that point. Then the whole time for...
But I found it funny, though. The dialogue was funny. Like, her, the way Drew Barrymore responds to him.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, getting those things, like, on the nose like that, like, he has to talk shit specifically, and it becomes a whole confrontation. That's what now pissed me off about that.
Mm.
Then there was the whole toaster oven subplot. When he's seeing the toaster oven, and it's now a thing of freedom and duty... The whole buying a Range Rover, being like some sort of parallel for her feminism and her freedom and being able to express herself. The daughter going through her whole rebellious... Because now she knows that her mom is a zombie.
Yeah.
Her going through that whole crisis of faith.
And just, but when they bond, that was dope.
When they bonded, it was dope. But now we had to go through three random episodes of this chick being like weirdly passive-aggressive.
I don't know. I like the way she came around, though.
Okay, she came around well.
Because, and it's thanks to a dude. Yeah. Dude, mwah, mwah, mwah. Well, pardon, dude,
mwah, mwah. But yeah.
He was dope, man. I really like that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, like the daughter, I felt like she was, like, I felt like that character was written for Ellen Page. It's just that they couldn't cast her as a teenager.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm actually playing Beyond Two Souls at the moment.
Oh, cool.
I just started.
So, yeah, I felt like that was Juno, not necessarily that chick.
Juno. Yeah. I haven't watched Juno yet.
Watch it.
Eventually.
Yeah. And I felt like now the boy, what's his name? The nerd kid, Eric.
Yeah.
I felt like he could have been in Napoleon Dynamite. He's that weird. He was fantastic.
Or one of the Stranger Things kids.
Or one of the Stranger Things kids growing up. Yeah. Yeah. So him I really liked.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, like that vibe... I didn't understand, like, that scene where the daughter in the comic book store.
Yeah.
Where she gets to tackle, like, a grown man.
Yeah.
As in her liberating moment of strength. I was like, that's never gonna happen.
So, this is what I think was stupid.
Uh-huh.
The way nerd culture is represented in the show is really dumb.
Yes.
Basically, this guy who we really like... He's referred to as being a nerd all the time. Like, all the time. And they go to, like, a convention. And it's like, oh, we don't know how to... Like, they're treated as, like, they're aliens. It's comedic, I guess. But it's kind of old. It's like the old joke. Ha, ha, ha. You're geeky. Ha, ha. You know, I don't find that funny.
It's... Yeah, because it is...
Like we're geeky.
Yeah, we're geeky, but we're not...
We're not that unrelatable. Like, we're not like that. Yeah,
we have social...
Like, everyone isn't Sheldon, man.
That's the problem.
So I really found that annoying. Like, whenever there's a problem, they ask him because he's a nerd and he'll know about zombies. Because we don't have zombies in every other form of media.
Exactly.
At the moment. Come on.
And then now, like, the thing, I was shocked that these guys were cool with a high school student being their number one source of information.
Oh,
I don't understand why they flew with
the plot holes are ridiculous. Like, the season ended with this guy being arrested for puking, for collecting puke from a grandma who was okay with it. Okay? He gets arrested for that. But all the other shit that he's done, nothing.
He magically escapes all that.
Like that makes no sense. Like, they've been with drug lords, they've... buried bodies, like, there's so much shit that they would have gotten arrested for, and they haven't. It's weird.
And also, the thing I wondered at the beginning was, why were they so suddenly cool with the idea that it's a zombie infection, rather than getting, like, a legit proper consultation from somewhere?
Yeah, he just gave up on going to the hospital.
Like,
yeah,
cool, she's a zombie, because like, this high school
is told me. This is... all, like, stupid plot to make the story. I don't like that part. Like, if he is really serious, he should go through it. Rather than just listen to his wife, who says, no, I don't want to go to hospital.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, what?
You can't throw up like that, first of all.
And you're eating people.
Yeah.
And it's actually funny, though. There's a whole conversation they have. But you eat people, I know. But I feel so good about... But you eat people! But I feel so good about myself. And I feel free. But you eat people! Like...
Yeah, they have to address that section. You want to try number three?
Sorry? Yeah, yeah.
Which one do I open now? You pick.
Let the dice do the dice roll.
Okay. So, yeah.
Is it finished?
No. I don't want to finish it.
You don't want to finish it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have at least more.
I'll cut this out. Should I?
No, keep it in.
Okay. Yeah, we're deciding which Croatian beverage to try next. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see
what the hell we're
drinking.
Okay, so this one is black. It's called Morlaka Kruv. Cherry liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this looks good.
Yeah, let me down this. But, okay, who was your favorite character in the show?
The nerd, Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simply
because he's a nerd, he's aware, and he's not... Because you see now, he doesn't act...
Yeah, he's really
yeah,
good for everyone, actually. Yeah,
he doesn't act that.
He's not super nerdy, no. Yeah. He's only at the convention, I guess.
And even then, he had to like fit in with these people.
So. Yeah. But, like, you know who was underrated?
Who?
The chick at the
convenience store.
The convenience store.
That chick, yeah. She needs every award needs to go to her.
Like, just a few lines. She's so memorable. And yeah, it's like literally just three sentences every now and then.
Even the shitty cop, Dan. I liked him.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, the scene I was telling you was, I liked the physical comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Was when, spoiler alert, you're not supposed to be here if you're listening.
Yeah.
Joel kills Dan.
Yeah.
Now that whole sequence,
he asked for it, though.
Yeah, that whole sequence from when he hits him with the shovel, I thought that was a dream sequence at the beginning, because the way he picked up the shovel, I thought this guy, he can never do this.
Yeah.
Then you see the character development, and the guy is kind of rolling with it. He drags him over into the house, and they have to sit with his partner, like Joel, Sheila, and the partner have to sit at the table. Meanwhile, this time they put the body in the tub on ice.
Yeah.
The daughter comes in with all her teenage angst, mm-hmm. goes upstairs, screams.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mom, like, plays it off.
Yeah.
That whole sequence was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really liked that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, bring it. Let me talk to you.
Cool.
So now this is cherry liquor.
Yeah. No, I think that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Their dynamics are amazing, actually.
Yeah.
All of them.
Like you could even see, like, the daughter had moments with both parents.
Yeah.
And they felt realistic. Like, her chilling with her dad brought up the issue of them understanding what their mother, what her mom is going through right now. Yeah. Then when the mom was doing the whole ladies' mother-daughter day out thing.
Yeah.
It had a different feel. It had a different vibe as well.
Yeah.
So,
it is pretty, I don't know, realistic, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. To a certain degree. Man, this is really good.
The cherry one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me try it. I hadn't tried it before. Where did you get this, by the way?
I think my sis went to Croatia at some point, and she brought this for me.
I want a bottle of this
one. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, this is really
Croatian good. Liqueur, guys.
Yeah. we'll put up photos for you. For
yeah.
Pictures.
So.
Man, this is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your best moment in the show?
Best moment in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that one, where the head in the body.
Okay.
And these guys have to come up and they decide they have to go to the beach. And there are cops all over the place. And the way they resolve the whole issue of this guy being a dirty cop. That episode, I really enjoyed. I think that was their best episode in the whole of season 1.
Yeah. So, for me as well, when they're coming up with excuses to cover up what's just happened,
yeah,
that is too funny. Like, okay, this is very anime of me, but like when Dan is getting suspicious at one point, they're at the car, and no, not Dan, the other cop. The other cop is getting suspicious, and they have Dan in, like, I think the cooler box or something, and they're putting it in. And, like, they know through this other LA cop's wife that he's not very good in bed.
Yeah.
So he starts doing this move, and he's like, look at me, I can do this, just to get him to not look at, yeah, at, like, blood, or I forgot what it was. But he starts doing this wiggling thing just to, like, attract attention away from whatever. And then she joins him as well. She's like, yeah, it's a turn on. Like, you know, so stupid.
And to that cop, throughout that
scene, he's like, okay, I'll remember that. Like,
throughout the series, they throw out, like, random sex stuff with him.
Yeah.
And he, like, even the time when they show up in the house, and they're both flushed.
Yeah.
And they've just killed Dan.
Yeah.
But they ask him, he asks, why are both of you flushed?
Mm-hmm.
And they give different answers. So he says, we've been fighting. And she says, we've been having sex.
Yeah.
Then he decides to take control of the situation and says, we were having sex and then we started fighting.
Yeah.
Then he asks why. The cop asks why. And then he says, yeah, we tried. I was trying a new move.
She straight up kisses this guy.
Yeah. I tried a new move and it didn't go down. And he's like, you have to tell me what move that was. So, yeah, little stuff like that really makes the show shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just they need to fix... For this to be a really good show, they need to fix the plot and not let the story drag the way they did. Because even the other annoying thing was, like, that doctor comes to cure them and then suddenly, it's not a cure, really.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're arrested. I can't really cure them now.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll give up and go. And she was so excited to come. And then she just leaves.
And she leaves her priceless just like book.
That. Yeah.
With guys who...
She is so happy to be around...
The zombie.
Who she has been looking for her whole life. And her whole life is dead. And she just leaves. Like this is just stupid plot nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
One more guy that I really liked was... What's his name? Loki.
Loki was dope.
I like Loki.
Loki was so good.
I really like Loki because...
I've seen him in something as well.
He brought something different. Like, I liked the whole idea of this...
I love you.
Yeah, this zombie falling in love with her.
Yeah.
And he's just trying new stuff. Like, he used to be a gangster. Now he sings.
Yeah.
So him finding himself and being able to turn around, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd really like to see more of him.
Yeah.
But in the episode, they bring him in, they pretty much take him out, so... He doesn't last more than 3 episodes.
Yeah. Again, I've seen him in something. But I can't place where.
Let me see if I can find it.
But he's definitely been around. But yeah. I guess that's what they need to fix. Is it still a 6 for you?
Yeah. Because for me, I don't know. I'm not that big... on such shows.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Because...
If it wasn't cancelled, I think it would go a little higher for me.
That's one thing.
Mm. That's a huge thing for me.
For me, the similarity to Dexter and the whole...
See, Dexter's so serious.
Yeah, but the whole suburban mom becomes a zombie thing doesn't really...
Yeah, it's not. It's zombies, man.
Yeah.
Like, zombie fatigue was a thing, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Like, I found it very strange
mm-hmm.
to start with, but to their credits, they were really cool to be with. I don't know what to say. Like, it was cool to experience.
Yeah, it was like they're fun.
It's a cool show.
They're fun. Mm. Yeah.
This guy. Has been in that Loki guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Was in World of Warcraft animated one that came out last year.
Okay, that's probably where I know him from. His voice at least.
Dumbo, Sex Education.
Ah!
Independence Day, the new one. And in Game of Thrones, apparently.
I don't remember him in there.
Oh, damn, he was in Dread as well. And Death Race 2.
Yeah, he's been around.
He's been around. Yeah. Oh, damn, he was even in Doom, the original Doom.
Yeah! That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Because I just watched the trailer for the stupid...
The new Doom.
Well, I didn't watch it recently, but I watched it around now. So it was like I was remembering the old Doom.
He was also in another movie called Doom Runners. Mm. 1997 and Alien 3. Fuck, this guy's had a big...
Yeah.
Even, okay, I don't know whether guys would remember the old comedy series called Desmond's.
Oh, I love Desmond's, man.
Yeah, he was in that as well.
Oh, Desmond's was so good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So would you recommend this?
No, unless the show comes back. If the show comes back, like if it comes out of like canceled hell, then yeah, sure. If they change the cast again, I'm not sure.
Who are the guys that you absolutely don't want to go?
Nah, I think the casting was perfect.
So everybody has
To stay. Everyone has to stay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change anyone really. Because they all really surprised me as well. Yeah, they all really surprised me. I did not think Drew Barrymore could do something like this.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, so props to her. She really did.
Yeah.
Even what's his name? Timothy Oliphant. It's the same thing.
And like these guys, like Nathan Fillion, they're basically cameos to get killed.
Yeah.
I think the show could do well
with
like
more,
that.
With more celebrity cameos.
Yeah, to be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. That could be a thing.
Actually, yeah, that would actually be really fun.
Yeah. I miss Nathan Fillion, though. He needs to be in more stuff.
So, yeah, even for me, I'd only recommend it to someone who's looking for light TV. It's short. Like, episodes are like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's light TV, to be honest.
See, for me, that's weird. Because, like, I can't really recommend it. Because, like, they had serious moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, they make light of something that isn't traditionally light.
Yeah.
And when they take it seriously is honestly when the show feels weak for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like, if you're looking for... It's unique. If you're looking for, like, a supernatural twist.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan of Desperate Housewives, this is better.
Dan is Gabrielle Solis's husband.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, from Desperate Housewives.
There you go.
Yeah,
these guys have been around, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so like
these
it's
guys
like,
are these guys
it's
are
like
from
TV
everything.
All-stars
yeah.
Getting a show.
Yeah. Who is Dan's wife? Even Dan's wife is in other stuff as well. Like it's okay. It's not important.
Yeah.
But like they're all really recognizable people and I think they play their roles really well.
She was in Gone Girl.
I haven't
before
watched
even,
that.
Oh, you haven't watched Gone Girl?
No.
Okay, she was in Gone Girl. She was in Masterminds.
Ah, I watched that one.
She was in The New Girl.
I watched that one.
She was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ah!
She was also in House. Wow.
Okay, I haven't seen
Yeah, that. She's been in many shows.
Yeah.
She's been in many shows. The Black Guy, Richard Jones... was also in many shows. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'd recommend this to people who are looking for something a little weird and different.
Yeah.
But, like, get past that first episode. That first episode is rough.
Yeah.
It
looked
is...
like this would help.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. That first episode was really weird. But yeah, if you're also like interested in seeing like dynamics between actors, I think their dynamics were just great. So, yeah.
Okay.
6 out of 10. Next time, we are reading...
The Gods Themselves.
The Gods Themselves by Isaac Asimov, who also wrote I, Robot.
Yeah.
Which was a book, which I did not know.
Yeah, very big, very big. I'm sure by the guys who... If you've heard Asimov and you're a sci-fi fan, you've geeked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me this was one of the books which I've never read. So I've read A Robot Foundation.
Oh, Foundation's a whole series though, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is just a standalone one. I wanted to see this for like the longest time.
Okay.
Yeah. So sorry, cool. I've been wanting to read this for like years, since I was like a kid. So, yeah, if it sucks, that's on me.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So join us again next time.
Yeah.
When we talk about that book. It's actually not that long. Yeah. 10 hours is... I think Gardens of the Moon was like 22 hours, so... Comparatively, it's like half that.
Yeah.
It is dated, though.
Yeah. From the 70s, I think, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
And girls. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Do you have an opinion on what we just discussed? Did we miss something? Tell us in the comments section and we'll read it in the next episode. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message and we'll add it to this episode. Don't forget to follow our podcast on Twitter, @SpoilFans for updates. And follow our Instagram for behind the scenes action, @SpoilersAndFandom. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube and Anchor to get the latest episodes.